always find it difficult to establish purpose. Metaphysical purpose is much different than physical or conditioned purpose. Conditioned purpose implies ego, to win, to succeed, competition. Metaphysical purpose is much different than this. Metaphysical purpose is to feel the love from the source. Metaphysical purpose is one, the moment, infinity. And so when we use the word purpose, it is impossible to compare the two, because they are two different meanings completely. You struggle with this, I know. You cannot apply your physical world to purpose in the metaphysical world. It is impossible. The moment is only now and can be changed, it can alter, the energy can change, your energy can change, the now moment are all moments in what you call time, historically and future. This again is hard for you to understand. But you will understand it. This is where you are going to. This is what you are leading to. Theoretically, you can understand it, but you do not know. You cannot know in the physical realm. When you ask questions like, how long have you been here? The answer that we would give is, we never left. It is infinite. We are in the now, as are you. We never came and we are not going. You see, this is why it is hard to explain certain things to you. You know it inside, but you have to consciously be aware of it. You have to know it consciously. And when you do know it, there will be no necessity to keep repeating the same cycle. No beginning, no end. Only now. Infinity. This is how it is. This we know. Your vibrational energy will help you to know. No necessity to reason or try to apply logic. You know or you don't know. It is very simple. This is development. Many species are trying to learn like you are. Many species do not understand. We do not understand all. Energy has decided to create itself in many forms. Your mind would wish to separate those forms. It is incorrect. The cycle will continue within all forms. every physical living form. Energy chooses where to reside and how to reside. I know you understand the theory, but I also know you cannot possibly know. Your science is advancing fast in what you call time. As you are aware, there is no right and there is no wrong. But you are advancing also. If you do not return to this cycle, it is your choice. If you return to this cycle, it is also your choice. It is likely you will not. But it will be your choice. You find it difficult to know that you already have made that choice. This is the now. You find it difficult to understand within what you call time how you could have already made that choice. You have made that choice. Again, you cannot understand this. I am telling you this in the best way I can tell it you. I do not know any other way to say it. It is the truth. It is two different worlds from your conditioned understanding. This is what you are preparing for. It is metaphysical. You cannot control this flow. There is no control. The most important thing for you to feel is the real love from the source. The most important thing for you to do is to know yourself. When you know yourself, your world will change like you cannot imagine. It is impossible for you to imagine this whilst you are in a physical form. It is the reason you chose it, so you could not imagine it. Again, this sounds strange to you. Why would I choose something I could not imagine? It was necessary for your cycle to do this. It is necessary every time for your cycle to do this. You call us your higher self. This is correct. But it is not correct in an egotistical view. It is one. It is the same. We are the same as you. We are you. Again. The same words. You need to be guided. We are not brainwashing you. You need to be guided. We need to be guided. You need to be reassured. Your conditioning needs reassurance. Always. It is unnecessary for us. Reassurance does not exist. We know. Our questions about the source are much clearer than your questions. We also learn from you. You do not need to look for proof. many forms. I've given you many messages. There is a lot of truth in this information. But you do not need to confuse yourself. It is so simple. In your physical world, it is so complicated. In their physical world, it is also complicated. Many emotions, many dynamics, many battles occurring, metaphysical battles. You are only as good as the information you receive. And often, that information is incorrect. You are protected because you are looking towards the source always. The source is pure. It is pure love. It is white. It is clear. It is crystal. We too are looking towards the source. Without this guidance, you would be totally confused. You must know. You must know yourself. Know thyself. Your Christian religion told you this. It is common. Not just in the Christian religion, it is common. Know thyself and you will know. Physical battles have no consequence other than to change the direction of the energy, the frequency, to force it into a different position of thought, of creativity, of imagination. Everything you are doing is correct. You will raise your vibration. Your world is raising its vibration now. Many. To say that you will leave is an incorrect statement. Once again, you are not going anywhere. To say that you will change is correct, but you are not leaving anything. There is nothing to leave. It's your interpretation, your conditioned interpretation. You are going to leave to go somewhere else. This is not going to happen. There is nowhere to go. It is only one place in the metaphysical world. This is why we can be anywhere in an instant, in the moment. Because we are everywhere in an instant, in a moment. In a moment in what you call time. So there is nowhere to leave to go to. Your interpretation of time is ridiculous. You will understand this. Vibrational energy, that is what you are. Do not create stories around us and confuse yourself. We are you. Your mind is fighting very hard now to retain its position. Consciousness is very aware. It is also fighting very hard to raise your vibration. Freedom is what you think it is. free will is also what you think it is. But you also think you can lose it. This is impossible. You will imprison yourself with your own thoughts, your own imagination. You cannot lose it. You can contain it. And neither can any force ever take it from you. Again, this is impossible. You can trap it, but not for eternity in what you call time. It is all the same cycle, the same process. Once again, the same information. You are free. You have always been free. And you will always be free. It is simple.